This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ray Griggs. He's an award-winning producer, director, and writer for feature films, but he's also responsible for the premiere of I Want Your Money, a new documentary looking at the Obama administration, big government, and doing so with a satirical type of flair, as well as interviews with critical policy leaders. And Ray, thank you so much for being with us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, the economy is the big issue right now. Every voter, basically in every state, at least the vast majority of them, seem to have that on their mind first and foremost, heading into an election that's now just over 2 weeks away. What is the main message you're trying to get across here that perhaps hasn't been dissected before?
Basically, two things. One is the massive amount of debt that is currently going on that we have to stop it. It's becoming unsustainable, or there's some future, really doom for America if we don't change things. The other is the current on both sides, both Republicans and Democrats. The ways that they're running the House and bigger government and not listening to us. I'm wanting conservatives, Republicans, to go back to their conservative natures and the values and beliefs that Ronald Reagan believed in, and try to minimize and make government much smaller and help get us out of these problems that we're in.
So this is a bipartisan indictment of what, the past decade or so, or even beyond that?
Well, it started with Bush, and then it went into super overdrive with the current administration.
In terms of how you put this together then, because as I mentioned, you have interviews with a bunch of different folks that are very well known, Congressman McClintock, Newt Gingrich, and some others. And there's also this animation. So talk to our listeners a little bit about how that's all going to be seen on screen.
Well, not coming from a documentary background, I normally do science fiction films, but I wanted to entertain the audience. If I was going to teach them, I wanted to show things and make it simpler as far as involving politics, because they kind of get lost sometimes in some of the messaging stuff. So I broke it down and made it fun and entertaining by putting a half hour of animation in there where President Reagan is trying to teach Obama these lessons, and anyway, he's just not getting it. And so it takes you down those two paths. So making it fun and entertaining at the same time.
Ray, it's clearly you come from a pretty conservative background. How does that play out in Hollywood, where you spend most of your time making these feature films?
Well, it's a little bit of a struggle, because in Hollywood, you can't really come out and say you're conservative. It's kind of frowned upon. They definitely have a very left message. But my course of action is, I really need to do what's right for the country and use my talents how I know how, and that's basically in the film industry. And so I wanted to make a difference and speak out and do my part. And so the Tea Partiers have really, I appreciate what they're doing and things that they're trying to take back control of the government. And I wanted to, do my part like that too and reach out to them, because they have the same kind of message that, this film is under.
Oh, well, again, the title is I Want Your Money, and it opens this weekend. Ray, obviously most folks haven't seen it yet, but what kind of reaction have you gotten from those who have seen it?
Oh, actually, they've been really wonderful. A lot of positive comments, and people are forwarding on friends, trying to get friends to see it and stuff like that. We're opening up in 537 theaters today over the weekend. If it's successful, we'll be in 1,200 theaters on October 29th.
And so we'll keep track of that. Any other documentaries in the works, or will most of your work from here on be on the feature film side?
It'll be feature film. I'm working on a live-action version of Wind in the Willows.
Very good, based on the Kenneth Graham book, and
right.
That's in production now, I guess. Ray, any more information where folks can go to find more about I Want Your Money?
Yeah, they can go to the site, iwantyourmoney.net. There's a theater locator there, and they'll be able to pull up their local city and be able to see what theaters it's playing in.
Very good. Ray, thank you so much for your time.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Ray Griggs, owner and president of RG Entertainment Limited. He's an award-winning producer, director, and writer in Hollywood. Right now, though, taking a documentary turn with his new documentary, I Want Your Money, opening this weekend. And you can find more information, as you just heard, online. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.